Okay, we are all live and ready to go. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Roadmap to Revenues. This is our live training for ambitious entrepreneurs who want to scale from 6 to 7 figures. So I'm glad that you've joined us today. Each week, I dive into a business training designed to up-level your success as the CEO of your business, but also to up-level the success of your business. And today we are talking all about rapid results. Yeah, don't we all want them fast? Rapid results, 5 easy steps to get anything done. And I'm going to be sharing with you my simple system to help you with that. You know, I find that as entrepreneurs, it's not that we don't know what to do. It's often that we're just not doing it, or we're not doing enough of it, or we're not just getting things done that we need to get done. And that seems to be almost the biggest barrier to our success. And maybe that sounds like you. And I'm thinking if you're here today, that's probably one of those things you resonated with. I'm Sue Clement, and I'm excited that you've joined us, whether you're listening live or listening to the replay. And if you are watching the replay, type in hashtag replay so that I know that you've had a chance to see it. And of course, I'll be taking questions. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to post them in the chat box. And we'll be more than pleased to cycle through and answer them. And if you are in the replay, type in questions. I'll still see them and I'll come back and type in the answers for you. So the problem, as I mentioned, is I think a lot of entrepreneurs, there's a lot of things we could do. There's a lot of things we want to do. And what happens is that we might map out the strategy. We might even get the tactic, but we don't always fulfill on our commitments of getting things done. And so that's what we're really talking about today, is how to get more done easier and with a, you know, just making it more simple to accomplish it. Because when we get the right things done, and there's an operative word there, the right things, but when we get the right things done, that is what's really going to make the huge impact and to our success. And that's what's really going to make the biggest difference for you reaching the goals and reaching the targets that you want and having the business that you dream of. So let's have some fun since we've got a bunch of people on the line. In the chat, please tell me, what are some things that you take a little too long to do? What are some of your things that sit on your to-do list a little bit too long? You know, those things that you write down on your to-do list and it's there again tomorrow and maybe next week and maybe next month. You know, you don't quite ever get it done. So let's have some fun in the chat. Write down some of the things that live too long on your to-do list, or even write down some things that often get in the way for you to get everything done that you want to get done, be it a time commitment, a family commitment, a distraction, all those different things that stop us from moving forward. So post those too in the chat, and let's have a chance to see what you guys are saying. So, and at this time, I guess I'm going to introduce Megan. Megan is my assistant. Say hi, Megan.
Hi, everyone.
I always have you on mute when I do that, don't I? And Megan will be, you know, monitoring the questions. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask them, and she'll kind of bring them forward as we get going into the call. So, but let's see here, what are some of the reasons? Anybody been brave enough to type in some of their to-dos that they live too long on their list? I'm just seeing, are there any ones? Anybody? My website. Yeah, that's I should hang my head in shame because my website upgrade is a little bit too long on my to-do list. How about anybody else? Anyone else brave enough to share their to-do lists on their that are challenging them? Anyway, start jotting them down because I bet you have more than you think that you have. So don't hesitate to start jumping in. You know, I always find that the more I engage in these types of calls, the more entertaining they are and the more I get out of them. So I'm going to challenge you to step up and participate. So our promise today, what I'm going to be talking about is how to get more done and, you know, why to-do lists aren't working for you, or goal setting often is not working for you. I'm going to shift your thinking on some different ways to think about how to set goals. And I don't even prefer the word goal. I'm going to try and transition that to something else for you as well. So just to think about that. I'm also going to talk about how to increase your capacity. And, you know, how to become that master at accomplishing the right thing so that you do get them done, so that you can sustain your effort and focus at getting more done. So if that sounds exciting, say hell yes, type that in the chat, and let's get us going here today. So I've introduced Megan. We are streaming this live on Facebook, so you know that, you know, you're going to be on it. And also, if you, you know, want to come back and listen to it again, you'll be able to see it there. So before we jump in, I just want to share with you a little bit of information that I think is relevant to this topic. I'm Sue Clement, and I'm your Think and Grow Like a Seven-Figure CEO mentor, and I'm all about business acceleration. And I'm no stranger to growing a successful business, because my first company was an employment agency that I grew from startup to $5.2 million, and then I sold the business. And since then, for the last 20 years, I've been coaching small business owners just like you, helping you overcome the barriers to your success and helping you move forward. And believe me, when it comes to getting things done, I have heard all of the stories possible of why things didn't happen the way they should be or wanted to be, or all the things that get in the way to get things done. So I've heard all the stories, and I'm going to be sharing with you some ideas on how to overcome them today. And in my system, I have what I call the seven-figure roadmap system. It's my framework of how I work with clients. And there's five pieces of it. And we're going to be diving into one piece today. And the first one is the CEO mindset. You know, as a business owner, often your success, really, it all starts in here, unfortunately, some days. It isn't so much about what you do, it's about what you believe that you can do and what you believe you need to do. So it's that mindset issue, or that mindset piece, which is really critical to growing a successful business. The second step is knowing your numbers. Yeah, I know everyone groans when I mention this, but as a business owner, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. And so understanding what numbers or what financial metrics you need to track and understand and measure are really key to helping you make sound business decisions so that you can actually grow forward. The third one we work on is growth, which is, of course, is marketing. That's kind of one of my go-tos. It's my favorite part of it. And then sales is the fourth one, which is sales, and that's all about acceleration. And then finally, the last one is being the bottleneck of your business. And as you grow a business, once you hit that first six figures, it's pretty easy to do by yourself. But then as you begin to grow your team and you hit the second and third six-figure mark, at that point, you often can become the bottleneck. So today we're talking about the mindset piece, though. We're going right back to the square one foundation. We're dialing in on that. We're ripping the page out of the mindset work. And I'm talking all about how you can accomplish more, how you can get more done, and how you can get those rapid results. You know, speed is important. Money loves speed. Success loves speed. And the faster that you can grow your business, the faster you make decisions, the more decisive you are, the better your success will be. And so as we get into this, we realize that growing a business is difficult. There's lots of things that get in the way. We have fires to fight. We have clients to deal with. We have families to deal with. We have all sorts of situations that often will really limit our success. And so it's really important that we have the ability to get those results done, to get the rapid results. And so that's what we're talking about today. That's where we're diving in today, is how to overcome the confusion, the overload, the too many choices, the lack of clarity, lack of focus, all of those things that can get in our way. And so I'm just going to pause here and see if anyone chatted in the chat about if anyone was brave enough to share some of the things that are on their to-do list a little too long. Do we got any good ones, Megan?
Allison said follow up on one-to-ones.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll use some of these in my examples as we talk through this. So jump in.
And Brenda said follow up with existing clients and the annual reviews.
Yeah, okay. So follow up sounds like a good one that often we know we need to do. See, this is the thing. It's not that we don't know what to do sometimes. We know, but we aren't doing it. And so that's the big mystery, is why isn't it getting done? So I'm going to jump in and share with you my five-step system. So here we go. Step number one. Now, I want to pause here and say, if you've heard some of these before, don't go, oh, I know that. That's the thief of learning. That's that little gremlin that sits on your shoulder that kind of discounts, oh, I've heard that before, I know that. So here's the thing. Unless you're doing it, you don't know it. So be open to hearing this information in a new way today. So the first one is what? Now, of course, that seems pretty obvious. What do I need? What do I want? That's the first step of setting any sort of target or goal. But really, I want you to think about this in a deeper way. What is it that you want? You know, what is your intention? I like the word intention over goal. Goal seems like some lofty thing out there in the distance. It's like, yeah, it's a goal of mine. You know, my goal is to buy a house. My goal is to make $1 million. My goal is to whatever. And I think that we bandy that word around an awful lot, that we think of it as being a goal. But what happens, it's like Mount Olympus. It's like way up there somewhere off in the nether regions. It doesn't seem tangible enough. And really, a goal is a thing outside of you, but an intention is you. That brings you into the formula. So when you begin to think about your goals, I'm going to encourage you to think about what is your intention, because that makes it more personal. That brings you into the mix. That kind of makes it be a little less fuzzy and out there to make it more clear. And what are you intending? So think of it from an intention perspective. The other piece too is you need to make sure it's tangible and within your control. Now, I know you're kind of thinking, well, everything's within my control, but is it really? So I'm going to share with you how I want to break this down a little bit more. So here's the thing. If you might think that getting a client, I mean, how many of you would like a client this week, a new client this week? Type in hell yes in the chat, because I'm sure everyone should be, fingers should be blazing on that one. Yeah, we all like to get a new client. Let's use that for an example. That's a goal. That's kind of out there. But here's the thing, as long as I keep focusing on I'm going to get a new client this week, it lets me think of the end result and not what happens between here now and getting that client. And so when we instead think about the intention and shift it to something that's more tangible. So this is what I used to do with my sales team. When I had my employment agency, I had hired a group of salespeople over the years. And one of the things they all, you know, the goal was, of course, to bring in more business. Yeah, that was what they were hired for. And we want to bring in more business. But instead of focusing on bringing in more business, bringing in that next client or getting a new client, instead what I'd have them do is I'd have them focus on the activity, not the result. And so I like goals that are more activity driven, or let's call them intentions that are more activity driven, than goals that are kind of out there result. Because what happens is when you have a result goal, there's not you involved in it. Once again, we're missing the you piece of it. You're not intending it. You're not part of the process. Whereas if you have an activity goal, you'll be more successful. And this is what I used to say to my sales team, is if you focus on the activity, if you're doing the right activities, the high yield activities, and believe me, if you measure and track them, you'll figure it out pretty quickly whether your activities are actually working or not. So when we focus on the activity, have a goal or an intention of an activity, what happens is, once again, we bring ourselves into the picture. Because if I say I'm going to phone, let's do the follow-up ones, if I'm going to phone or follow up with 10 people this week, that's an activity. At the end of the day, before my head hits the pillow, I know whether I did it or whether I didn't do it. And that makes it more real. And it gets it done, because I have the walk of shame. If I don't do it, I have to talk to myself about, hey, well, you said you're going to do it and you aren't. That's where the intention piece comes in. So intend something and make it an activity result that you're focusing on. Start measuring your activities, not the results. The results will follow. It's like a tail on a dog. You know, the tail's on the dog. It's at the end of the dog. It always follows the dog. Well, your results will always follow your intentions. So they'll always follow your activities. So shift your thinking when we think about what you want to do, is begin to think of it from an intentional perspective. What do you intend? Bring yourself into that mix, and then also make it more tangible and within your control. So it's an activity goal that you can measure it. Did you do it or didn't do it? And you want to, of course, make it small enough so that you actually can measure it in a unit that makes sense. You know, when we give ourselves too much time, too much space, we have too much elbow room, what happens then is we kind of it's easy to slough things off. And, you know, maybe I don't think I'm the only one. Please tell me I'm not the only one. It's easy to slough things off. It's easy to think, tomorrow, my goal is to get a client. Didn't get one today. Okay, well, tomorrow I'll get a client. We're always focusing at this Netherland out there space. But instead, if I'm thinking, did I follow up with 4 people today? Yes or no? Did I make my calls today? Yes or no? Did I post on Facebook today? Yes or no? It's really when we start thinking about the implementation and the activities, the intention, that makes a huge impact. So that's number one, is what do you want to do? But not from a big result issue, but from an activity perspective. Make it an activity goal and you'll find that you'll get more done because you're bringing yourself into it. You have that, you're in the mix, okay? It's not out there, it's not outside of you, it's in your control. Number two, let's move on. Why? Why do you want it? I know. Well, you know, you might go, well, Dasu, why do I want it? Well, obviously I want it because I want more money. I want more clients. I want more success, whatever. Yes, I get that. I get that that's the why. But actually what I want you to do is think deeper than just that surface why. Okay, think deeper. And here's some questions to think about is why, how would I feel when I get it? I'm going to back this up a moment. Why I want you to do this, why this why is so important is when we hook ourselves to, when we kind of, you know, hook in to the possibility of the achievement, that's what I think makes a big difference. And I call it hook to possibility. That's my language. It works for me. One of the things I know that when I get hooked on the possibility of achieving whatever that is I'm trying to achieve, as long as I'm hooked to it, I will get it. But if I'm not hooked to it, it could happen. It may not happen. It's kind of a nice to have, a want to have, but I'm not committed to it. And so this is the why piece, is I'm helping you be more committed to your goals or to your intentions so that you aren't just kind of nilly-willy about it, that you really bring yourself to the mix of it. So, you know, what are you willing to do to reach that target? Why is that target important to you? How will you feel when you accomplish it? You know, when we stop for a moment and we actually write down the answers to this, it will help you bring yourself more to the goal, bring yourself more into it. What price are you willing to pay to get it? Now, price could be money, but it's more like the sweat equity. You know, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to work longer hours? Are you willing to look like a fool? Are you willing to fail? Are you willing to try something that you've never done before? All of those things can be huge in understanding how far will you go. There's a great quote I think it's Eleanor Roosevelt quote. It's hard to say. You'll never know how far you go. Oh shoot, I'm going to blow it now. You never know how far you can go until you've gone too far. So are you willing to go too far at reaching your goal? What is your why? Is it big enough? And so if it isn't big enough, if you think about it and think, well, I'm not willing to do that much work, or I don't want to work that hard, or I don't want to work that long, or, you know, I didn't get it, I don't know if I'd feel any different. Obviously, then that is not what you should be focusing your efforts on. So you really want to come kind of a reality check in the sense of, are you actually reaching out and doing an activity that, you know, reaching to an intention, reaching to a goal that you want to do? And another great question to ask yourself is, why hasn't it happened yet? Because if it was really that important to you, wouldn't you have already accomplished it? Or is it a brand new idea that's coming to you? So those are kind of reality checks. So what are you willing to do to get it done? How will you feel when you get it? What price are you willing to pay? And why hasn't it happened yet? And jot down answers to those 5 questions or 4 questions, and you'll get some clarity about, is this intention or is this target or goal really one that you should keep on the books? Because if you can't get behind it, then get rid of it. That's one thing I absolutely believe. If you can't get behind the target, if you can't throw yourself all into it, then obviously it's just a want, a wish. It's not going to happen. Get it off your list and find something that's going to motivate you and drive you forward. you know, ultimately you have to understand is your what, you know, the what thing you want to do, is it really what you want? And when you hit that point, that sweet spot that you're going, hell yes, I want more money. I want more clients. I want more free time. I want more whatever. I want more house. I want more trips. I want more. Whatever that is, that goal that you're going for, you know, and this is great because we can use this in business and we can use this in life as well. But when you really hook into is what you say that you want really what you want? So that's number two, is why do you want it? Number three is how will you make it happen? We get to the how piece. So how will you make it happen? And here's the thing is, you know, kind of going in sync with what we've already shared is that we want to make sure that the how is completely in your control. Because if it's not in your control, then you're kind of sitting on your hands and hoping it'll show up. And, you know, hope-based marketing, hoping for a client to come is not going to get you that client all the time, or certainly not in the rapid results that we're talking about today. So you have to make sure is the how in your control? You know, you want to focus on the activities that will get you to reach the result that you want. You know, you need to do what you need to do to reach the goal. And the other thing, too, is, you know, you have to be aware of what obstacles could be preventing you from reaching that. What skills do you need to overcome those obstacles? This is all part of the how. When we sit down and we have this, you know, big target that we're going for, we need to understand it. Like, how will I get there? We can't make some willy-nilly plan that they're just going to show up, or we're just going to get up one day and, you know, post on Facebook and woohoo, it'll come. We need to really put feet on it. As I call, feet on the goal. We need to have it, you know, work for us. We need to have it walk. So you need to understand is, you know, what skills do you need? What obstacles could be? And then you want to make it trackable. You want to track your activities so that you know whether they're working or they're not working. I find this so often all the time is when I work with my clients, is they have this goal and they tell me they're committed to it, but then they don't really have a plan to get there. And if you don't have a plan, you know, the saying, if you don't plan, you're planning to fail, or you all know that saying. I'm sure someone can type it in the chat for me. You know, if you don't have a plan, you're going to fail every time. So you need to really think through the how. You know, if your how isn't getting you to your goal fast enough, then you need to change your how. So this is where you really begin to put feet on it. This is where you begin to get it into action. This is where you begin to make it work for yourself. So having a clear how is important. You can't just kind of come up with an idea and then hope it will happen. So really mapping out a plan, putting things together will make a difference for you to reach it. Number four, of course, is when, okay? And not necessarily only when you will achieve it, but when will you do the activities you need to do to achieve it? Right? So yeah, I'm not talking about the SMART goals. So they need to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Of course, those are still good. But we also don't want to think about when we'll achieve it by. That's good, great, whatever. But you can see I'm kind of bringing this into focus in a different way. What we want to do is figure out when will I do the activities that I need to do to reach the goal. All those, that plan I wrote up in under the how category, this is a chance for me to think, okay, so if how I'm going to get that extra client is I'm going to go to a networking event, or I'm going to go create a webinar, or I'm going to go phone five people, or I'm going to post on Facebook, or I'm going to do Facebook Live. There's hundreds of different marketing strategies. Believe me, we're never short of those. But whatever you put together as your plan, that's great. But if you don't put your plan into your calendar, you're going to strike out. So this is what we're talking about when we say when is, when are you going to do the specific tasks that you need to do, the how tasks that will get it done? You've got to put them in your calendar. You need to break them down into small enough tasks. Okay, this is where another area that I think a lot of people struggle with is we put this big chunky thing on our calendar. You know, earlier on the call, Megan had said website. So here we go. We want to redo our website. Let's say that's one of your intentions. Well, here the thing is, leaving it as a, I'm going to do my website, it's vague, it's big, it's ugly, not the website, but the task, is unless you break it down, it's going to be harder to do. And what happens is when you look at it, this big, huge task, it feels totally overwhelming. And when it's really overwhelming, what happens? Well, we find other things that are more exciting and more interesting and seem a lot simpler to do and go do those things. And instead, we don't do the big thing that we said that we wanted. So breaking it down. Now, instead, if rather than putting on my intention list, I'm going to go redo my website, maybe this week, I just need to write my homepage or my contact page. Or maybe I just need to reach out to two past clients and ask them for a testimonial. So when we break it down into smaller tasks, that makes a huge difference. What I like to do when I have one of those big, huge tasks is spend the first hour just breaking it down. What are the little components? What are the little pieces? How many pieces to that big puzzle can I create so that I can do them? And then I focus on one piece at a time, or a couple pieces maybe, but I focus on small chunks of it. And when I get them done, what happens is I feel like a hero. I feel successful. I feel like, woohoo, got that done. Check that off my list. And so when we break things down into small tasks, we begin to build momentum and traction. And that momentum and traction will help pull you through the ugly pieces, the more challenging pieces of any task that are no doubt going to show up. And when we have that momentum, it's like a steam engine. We're just like charging through and we're leaping over the things that are in our way, the obstacles we don't even see anymore because we've got traction. So if you find that you're not moving forward fast enough, the one thing you can absolutely do that will speed up your results is to break down your tasks. Remember to make them personal in the sense that they are intentions and that you're involved with it. It's an activity. You make your tasks activities, not results. And when we do that, that really speeds up our result of accomplishing things, getting things done. We're making it doable. We're making it bite-sized. We're making it attainable. And because we keep ourselves in the mix, we'll get it done faster. So some things to think about this is the when pieces. It must be on your calendar. It must be measurable. You should track it. I'd like to say must track it, but should at least. You should track it, break it down, score your results daily. You know, I find that when I break things down into a daily task or a weekly task, I'm more successful at getting it done. And that's what I do in my Revenue Accelerator program, is all the participants come up with their non-negotiable daily or weekly tasks, the things that they know are the high yield activities that will help them reach their big goal. And when we do that daily and we track it daily, like I've got this really, I love it. It's this cool online tracker. And at the end of the day, it takes like 15 seconds to score yourself on your activities for the day. Did you do them or didn't you do them? It's a yes or a no. It's a really simple thing and it's right in your face. And you know that you either failed today or you succeeded today. And if you succeeded today, great. Give yourself a pat on the back and go do it again tomorrow. And if you failed today, other things got in the way, things blow up, weird things happen, family crisis is stuff, I get it. But if you fail today, you turn the page and you start fresh again tomorrow. And that's the tracking ability is really what's going to help you accelerate the speed of accomplishing your goals. So you can see I'm really passionate about this. And ultimately, it gives you a chance to see, is are you being realistic and is it sustainable? Because if you have too many things listed on your sheet to accomplish, you're not going to be able to sustain it over a long period of time. So we want to make it easy. We want to make it simple and we want to set you up for success. And that's a real key piece of this. So let's move on. I'm going to sip some water here. Megan, are there any questions? If you guys have any questions, don't hesitate to post them and we'll come back through this.
Just lots of interaction, people agreeing with what you're saying.
Okay. We'll take the hell yeses all the way to the bank. Okay. So are you ready for number 5? So let me go back and we just recap so that we talked about the what. What is the intention? We talked about why. Are you really committed? Are you really in it to win it? Right? We talked about how. How is it going to happen? Making it an activity goal, not a result. We talked about when, getting it in the calendar, breaking it down, small pieces. Can you see how all of these things are going to accelerate your speed at actually accomplishing these bigger tasks that you want to have done? And now finally, here we go. Number 5 is who. Whoo. I feel like an owl when I do that. Whoo, whoo, sorry. A little flashback from God knows what. But who is your support team, right? We need people around us to help us move forward through this. If you want to accelerate your results, you need to get other people. And so here's some who's to think about. First of all, who has the skill to support you? Why do you think I have Megan on this call? She's my skill wizard. She supports me in doing some of these tasks that kind of need more juggling than I feel capable or wanting to do. You need a support person. Who has the skills to support you? Who has the, let's not try that again. Who are the people who can teach you the skills that you need, right? The missing skills. We all are, you know, skill deficit in some way or another. And it's always about enhancing and improving and upgrading and up-leveling our skills and learning new skills. So who can you learn those skills from? And then who are the people who are going to kick your ass, right? This is the one thing that I always feel as an entrepreneur and, you know, being a coach for 20 years and all the different people I've coached over the years is, you know, when we work by ourselves, and I used to say this to my team, is that when I work by myself, like no one's going to call you out on the rug if you don't do something. As an employee, if you don't do something, hey, you're in trouble. But as the employer, as the boss, as the CEO of your business, if you don't get to doing something because you don't like doing it, or you got busy, or you forgot about it, or God knows the 100 reasons why, if you shove that off your list for today and put it on tomorrow, or if you just kind of say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't think that's going to work. I don't like it. Well, what happens is that you get to call all the shots. So sometimes you need someone who's going to hold your feet to the fire and call you on your own stuff. And that's what I do as a coach, is I'm often telling my clients and kind of holding their feet to the fire. I like to say I hold up a mirror to their face and let them see where they're getting in their own way, and let them really begin to understand that they're getting in their own way. Because by yourselves, we can kind of slough that off. So who do you have in your world that's going to help kick your ass when it needs kicking? And who's the next piece, of which I really love too, is who are the people who are going to believe in you? Because sometimes as an entrepreneur, when we get down, you know, we try things and maybe they don't come together, and you try it again and you try it a different way and you keep trying all sorts of things and it's not quite hitting you, not quite hitting the bat perfectly, or a lot of foul balls. You hit the ball and it kind of goes off, but it didn't quite hit that home run. It can be frustrating. And sometimes having someone in your court, be it another team member, or be it another, a coach, or, you know, someone on your side in your life that will help you pick up the pieces and help you believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, believe me, you want people around you who will help you, remind you to believe in yourself, because that's the key to moving forward with any success. You know, and for me in my life, it's always been, I'm going to get teary-eyed. It's always been my husband, because he's always believed in me. At the times that I couldn't, he was always there for me. And so, you know, sorry, I wasn't expecting to go that place. But when I think about people believing in me, he was the one. I think I'll drink water. So why don't you just post in your chat box right now, and kind of push this off another way. Post who is the person who believes in you the most. Post that in the chat. I want to see who's believing in you these days. So type that in, okay? I have a little bit of a deflection here. And I'll drink water. I see Allison says, I'm going to go into the chat now and see my sister. Perfect. Yeah. Who else? Who has somebody who really believes in you? Your best friend. Cool. Who are some other people? Post them in there. Husband. Yeah, definitely. And Brenda. I don't know who Brenda is, but good. Good for you to have Brenda too. If it's which Brenda you got. Yeah. So really we want to have someone in our corner to help us with this, because entrepreneurship can be a lonely, hard road by yourself. And, you know, I'm kind of a lone wolf, and I've always been kind of the do-it-yourself person, you know, out there doing it alone. And when I had my first business, I have to tell you, I mean, it's a long time ago, I feel kind of old, but, you know, there weren't many other people in business. Now today, everyone has a business, it seems, but it can be really lonely and quite isolating by yourself. And so you need people to support you. You need people to train you. You need people who will kick your ass, and you need people who believe in you. So think about who is your support team, And if you're shy in any of those categories, reach out and fill that suit up, fill that up so that you have the support all the way around. And then also under the who piece, this is kind of now we're looking at yourself. You know, remember the fingers, one goes away, but three come back at you. So here's the thing is, who do you need to be? Who do you need to be in order to achieve what you say that you want to? Jot that down. Like really have a come to, you know, come to yourself moment and you write that down. Like, who do you need to be to achieve what you say that you want to? We all have these big intentions of growing successful, thriving big companies, but then many, many, many people don't. So who do you need to be? And then that's for current present tense. But also then think, who do you need to become? Who do you need to become in order to achieve what you say that you want to achieve? Often we need to increase our capacity. We need to up-level our skills. We also need to up-level our mindset and our performance. You know, I often say that what got you here won't get you there. And that's very true, is what got you to the level of business that you're at isn't going to be all that you need to get you to that next level. And particularly if you are growing that multi-six level, six-figure business, you know, that first 100K, great, that's a huge accomplishment. But who you need to be and who you need to become to hit the second 100K and the third 100K, you'll find that your business shifts and changes. And so do you need to as you grow. So who is the number, is the fifth of my five-step strategies or five-step system to really accelerate your revenues, to get those rapid revenue results, to get those rapid results, revenue or otherwise. We really need to think about from that point of view is who, because you're part of the mix. So that's our five-step system. Let me go back through it one more time really quickly. Is what is your intention? Think of it as an intention, not a goal, so that you're part of the mix. It's nothing out there that kind of you don't have to get your hands dirty with. When it's your intention, you're going to get right into it. Why do you want it? Do you really want it? Or do you kind of just think you should have it? So, you know, why do you really want it? Is it what you really want? Number three was how. Putting feet on it, breaking it down, making it doable, seeing the plan through, focusing on the activity, not the result. That one thing alone will make a huge difference with how fast you can accomplish results. Because when you start thinking about the activity, that gets it done. That really creates momentum and movement for it. When are you going to get all those activities done? Hey, once you get them written down, you got to go do them now. So get them in your calendar. And then finally, who's going to support you in that journey? And that's really critical to move yourself forward. So that's my five-step system on how to get rapid results. And, you know, I think in my email, I said 5 minutes. And really, if you took each of those five W's, one's a how, but there's a W and a how. If you take each of those five W's and for 1 minute, quite literally, set your clock for 1 minute. You don't need to spend a whole day on these. Set your clock for 1 minute, maybe two at the most, and just jot it out, mad furious writing. You'd have everything you need to move yourself forward in your business. So I'm going to pause here. If you have questions, hey guys, I want to hear what they are. Because we covered a lot of information. And I want you to begin to think about this. Like, imagine what it would be like if all of those things that you say that you want, all your goals, and I kind of hesitate to use that word because it seems like it's out there, but all your intentions, all your targets, imagine how you would be, how your business would be if you were to achieve them. Just stop for a second. So what's your biggest goal? What's your biggest, you know, desire that you want to have? Imagine if you had that. How would that look differently for you in your business and in your life? And now think about where you are today. And is there a big gap? Is there a big leap? There's certainly probably a journey at least that you need to make to get there. There is a journey that you're going to have to overcome to get there. And so for those of you who see that where you are now and where you want to get to are kind of not quite in alignment, where there's a gap in there and you're looking for someone with the skills to help you, you're looking for someone who'll kick your ass, because I will, or someone who'll cheer you on and support you and believe in you. If you're looking for that, then I would like to invite you to have a conversation with you, with me. I have a couple of spots in my calendar coming up for some one-on-one personal clients or for my group program. And so if you'd like to find out how you could work with me, if you'd like to find out how perhaps I could help you up-level your business, bring that CEO mindset and the CEO success to your company so that you actually are reaching those bigger goals, then I'd love to talk with you. And the easiest way you can do is you can just message me, of course, or maybe Megan to type it in the chat for me is sueclement.com/chat. You can go there and plug your information in, and then I'll reach out to you and we'll hop on the phone. Now, the conversation on the phone, we'll have a chance to talk about where you are in your business, what's working, what's not, and then where you could go with it and some steps to get you there. And at the end of that conversation, we'll see if and how I can help you and whether it's a fit for us to work together, because we both have to have that. It has to be a good match. And if it is, great. And if it, I'll share with you some ways that that could work, whether it's in a group program or whether it's one-on-one with me. And if it's not a fit, don't worry. You're going to go away with clarity and a new focus anyways. And so I'm fine with it. My goal is to help people succeed in business. And that's what I'm all about, helping you accelerate your revenues, accelerate your success faster and easier than you can by yourself. So pop into the chat, or you can even just post a comment to me privately in the Zoom chat. That would work. Or go to sueclement.com/chat. So I'm going to pause here and see, are there any questions about this 5-step process to achieve rapid results? Megan, I'm going to toss it back to you.
There aren't any questions yet, so we'll give those another minute to come in. There was a few more people who were adding in who their support people are, which was great. A lot of it is husbands and best friends. And
the thing with that, too, I have to just kind of pause on here, is that husbands and best friends are great, but they don't always understand your business. So I'll just kind of leave that thought there, is they don't always understand your business, but they're great support for who you are and how you show up, and someone who can hold your hand and cry on your shoulders and commiserate with you and all the rest of that. But if you want to move your business forward, sometimes we need a little bit more than just a husband or a best friend.
Absolutely. Oh, and I wanted to share a comment Allison had shared a little bit earlier. She was saying when she gets, like we were talking about the, like breaking it down into smaller tasks. And she was saying when she gets one thing done, it gives her the courage to do the next thing. And I thought that was fantastic, because I guess that's momentum you're talking about there, Sue.
Totally. Yeah, that makes a huge difference. You know, that big task can scare the crap out of us, but one little bite at a time, traction is a powerful thing. And so I'm just going to leave it for another moment. If you have a question, not even about the content we shared today, but if you have a question about business, about marketing, maybe you're trying to launch something, maybe you have a challenge, maybe you had a client service issue, anything, if you want some coaching on it, hey guys, this is an opportunity to have a conversation with me, whether through chat you can post it, or I'd even love it to have you come on and have a real conversation with me. So I'm just going to pause for a moment and give you your chance. It's kind of like going, almost gone. If you want to have a conversation with me, do so now.
Allison does have a question. I'm not sure, Allison, would you like to come on and chat with Sue about your question?
Sure.
Cool.
I love your question format. It really helps get your mind around the steps you need to take. But what if I'm still unclear about where I really want to get to. What are the questions I need to ask in order to figure out what is this destination I want to aim for?
Well, that's a good one. And so can I just take a couple minutes and work with you on this?
For sure. Thanks.
So I don't know you at all. I don't even know what business. Do you have a business?
I do.
Do you feel like comfortable to disclose what the business is?
Sure. It's a marketing communications firm. So I help my clients figure out what they have to say to explain their businesses.
Okay.
Applying the same to myself can be a challenge.
I'm only laughing because, you know, it's the shoemaker's kid, right? Always
barefoot. Exactly. Always. Yeah.
It's so much easier to do it on someone else's than you can on yourself. I have to admit that. And that's why I've always hired great, excellent coaches to help me through my business. So when you say you're not sure what you're, is it like you don't know what your why is? You don't know what direction you're going in? Is it, or is it like you don't know who to sell your services to? I'm not quite sure the narrowness of your question or how broad it is.
It's actually a fairly broad question. It's more, you know, the what do I want to be doing kind of question. And trying to figure out how to tackle that is a challenge. You know, you're great at coming up with really incisive questions that can help direct your activities. Yeah. So I thought I'd throw you a bigger one.
So here's the thing is, what do you love to do?
Right.
What lights you up? Right.
Mm-hmm.
What excites you?
Yeah.
And do you want to disclose or?
Oh, sure. I'm taking notes too. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, on a really basic level, I love helping people. I really love working with organizations that are doing something that is a service. It's not just about the profits. It's benefiting people in some way. Not just for the love of money. But, you know, where do I go with that? I don't want to just work for nonprofits who have no budgets, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, that's always a fine point because sometimes who you love to work with can't afford your services.
That is my fear, yes.
Yeah, and it's funny. I had a conversation with someone this morning. I kind of brought back economics from university, the supply and demand curve, elasticity of supply and demand and where they hit. And there's a sweet spot where the right price for the right people is an easy buy. And mm-hmm. if you go too far up the line for raising your rates with the same people, it's a difficult sell. Right. So it's really about finding that sweet spot that you can actually people who can afford what you want to offer. And mm-hmm. so sometimes, you know, when we think of our business, there's different ways of making money. You can do low price, but mass market, or you can do mm-hmm. high price, but low market, like narrow market. So, right. you know, there might be a consideration there that you could kind of find a different path of how to price it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or it might be a group or a semi-group, mm-hmm. you know, with two people.
Right.
Or three agencies. Like you might find some different formats of how you could do that. So if it really is, Sue, I love what I do, but I can't make enough money doing what I love to do. Is that what I'm hearing? Or is it something else, Allison?
I think I just want to make sure that what I'm doing, and I'm, you know, I'm probably 10 years from retirement. But so I see this as sort of my, you know, mm-hmm. the next chapter of my career. I want to be doing something that I feel good about, that it's not just about the money, that it feels worthy. And in the after going through the pandemic, you know, assuming we get through the other side unscathed, I want to make sure what I'm doing is worthwhile. And just about the money isn't really enough. So
okay. So I think that you have kind of got a handle on what your what is.
I do.
Well,
sure. What did I just say then?
Listen to the recording. No, serious note, is that you want to make an impact.
Yeah.
And that making an impact is more important than making big dollars.
Okay.
So then find a way that you can make an impact with the people that you want to impact.
Right.
And set it at a price point that makes sense for you and for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that bring you to some level of resolution?
That helps me refine the conversation a little bit. Absolutely.
Good starting point. And hey, why don't we continue the conversation?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's get offline and continue that conversation. I'd love to have a deeper private conversation with you to kind of dig into that. If you're game, let me know. Okay.
What a great offer. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm just going to pause. Are there any other questions? I don't see any. So failing that, we're going to wrap up today. Our next Roadmap to Revenues call is going to be in 2 weeks. Let me look at my calendar. That makes it August the 19th, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific. Please join us and invite your friends. Come back again, and we'll have another great topic all about how to be more efficient, more effective, and grow your business faster and easier than you can by yourself. Don't know what the topic is specifically yet. Hey, if you have a topic request, reach out to me. Tell me what the request is or throw it in the chat right now before we wrap up in the last few seconds, because I'm always open to hear what you most want to learn about. Anyways, thanks everyone for joining us live today, or if you're watching the replay, that's pretty cool to type in any questions you have in the replay, and I'll be more than pleased to cycle back and answer them. And I wish you all a ton of success. And I guess we'll just go with my quote today from Eleanor Roosevelt: you don't know how far you can go until you've gone too far. So I hope that you all go too far, set your intentions, make sure that you're a part of that, know why and how and when, and get the WHO people around you to support you to your success. And if I can be part of that journey, please reach out to me. I'd love to help you. Anyways, have a great day, everyone. Thanks for watching live or after the fact, and we'll see you all back here in 2 weeks. Bye.